Bun gustat!
You may check it and bowl me out.
What are you going to say next?
Next? Right. Cinnamon, feeling discouraged, traveling through this land. Pray, God, you better
have a little talk with Jesus.
Don't just
see how do you stand. My Lord, then God Almighty spoke. He said to Moses, you go, and I'll go with you. Just open up your mouth. I'll be for you, Lord. And if I do,
God Almighty, won't you
tell me what to say? They won't believe in
thank God Almighty.
Said to Moses, you go, and I'll go with you. Just open up your mouth,
well,
then I'll be for you, Lord. And if I do,
God Almighty, won't you
tell me what to say? They won't believe in, won't believe in poor old me.
How about you, my sinner? Has it been converted? Do you love everybody? Do you feel all right? Oh,
well, then,
you go, open up,
girls, and I'll speak for you, Lord. And if I do,
but nobody won't you
tell me what to say? They won't believe it.
Somebody said,
hope you go.
Open up,
well, then, Lord, and if I do,
God, nobody won't you
tell me what to say. They won't believe in poor old me.
Neighbors, this is old Tennessee Red, yeah. Your all-night disc jockey. We like to tell you about a new program that we're going to have on our station starting next week, an all-recorded program of Bing Crosby Records. Now, it's brought to you by Saratan. We're not going to bore you with a lot of long commercials. There'll be two short announcements about Saratan and then Bing. Friends, here's a little message from Utterly McKinley. Why walk around half dead and you can be buried for as low as $60? Here's an announcement from the Cure All Pill Company. Friends, do you wake up of a morning more tired than you were before you went to bed? Do you have those dull, aching pains across the small of your back? Do you have lumbago, arthritis, rheumatism, bunions, corns, or calluses? Do you have liver trouble or kidney trouble? Do you have consumption? Do you see spots before your eyes, then after they've been removed, do they leave circles? Do you have halitosis, which is better than no breath at all? Friends, there's no need to suffer. Lay down and die. Well, we got a little song now we're going to throw your way called Mule Train. Mule Train.
Oh, boy, ha!
Mule Train.
Oh, boy, ha!
Flippity clapping over hills and plains. Seems as how they never will stop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity-clippity-clippity-clippity-clappin' along. There's a plug of chow tobacco for a ranger in Corona, a guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona, a dress of...
Brother, that gin's
is awful strong in here tonight. In my hair.
What do you got? Oh, yeah,
I know. Anybody care to gargle?
Get a load of the smile on Oscar. Ain't that something, huh? It looks like a crowded graveyard, don't it?
There's a plug of Joe tobacco for a ranger in Corona, a guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona, a dress of calico for a pretty Navajo. Get along there, you... Oh, ha, 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 ha. You say... Here's some cotton thread and needles for the folks way out yonder, a shovel for a miner who left his home to wander, some rheumatism pills for the settlers in the hills. Get along there, you
cowboy, ha, ha, cowboy, ha, say, cowboy, ha, ha, get going, you boy, boy. Where were you when the body hit the fan?
You getting tired?
Nah.
I'm a big ham boy. You show me one guy to listen, I'll do everything I know.
I get a kick out of going to broadcast myself, you know.
I think it's more fun to go to a broadcast than just go to a theater nowadays. You come in here for an hour, half hour, no one bothers you, you know. You go to a movie, you do more work in the audience to see the show than the actors do to hear the performance.
100 times every night.
Now, kidding, I'd like to show you exactly what all you have to do to see a show nowadays. You do more work to see a show than the actors do to hear the performance. I'll show you what I mean. The trouble starts at the bottom.
Changed prices a little early, didn't you?
I'll have one in the balcony. Okay, the magazine, I don't care. Now, you buy your ticket and you go in, and the first guy you meet is the doorman, the personality kid, one of these guys.
I've always wanted to have a rubber ticket made. Watch him go nuts trying to tear it in half. Then the next guy you meet is the head usher. He says, "Next aisle over, please." Plenty of seats down that aisle, but they send you way over to one side of the theater. You come out looking like this. Yeah, why not? See, this guy says, "Next aisle over, please."
You know what?
much fun is to watch people coming down the aisle looking for a seat. Especially in the afternoon when the theater's dark, so you can't see where you're going. There's no seats in it. I'll find
one. What do you mean there's no seats in it?
Wait, I'll show you exactly how you look coming in with a hat on up to here. I went to the show the other night, and I said to the lady, honey, I said, would you mind removing your hat? I can't see a thing. She says, laugh when I do. Did you ever see...
Oh. I'm sorry, Mike. I don't know who you are, but you've sure lost weight.
Remind me, I didn't shave today. Did you ever watch people eat popcorn in the theater? This kills me. They go right with the picture. See, they follow right with her. Quite the thing. Instead of hearing these announcers say, try this, try that, you actually see them using the products before your eyes. So I'd like to
try and show what television will really look and sound like when it gets commercial and it's in every home.
See? There's commercial.
It's NBC, the Columbia Broadcasting.
When you hear the musical number, somebody call me up and tell me what time it is.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Lovely evening, isn't it? Bring the children close to the radio because this is the Guzzler's Gin program. Good fried Guzzlers, it comes in two sizes, the college size and the jumbo elephant size. With Guzzlers, there's no bad taste, no after. It's a bit kind of far, don't you, madam? No upsetting the nerves, no bad taste, just a nice smooth drink. Pour it in your glass and drink it right down, but be sure and ask for Guzzler's Gin, a nice smooth drink. Guzzler's Gin, friends. Drink a little after dinner. Drink some before, you won't have to eat anything. I'll be back in a moment with more from our sponsors. In the meantime, here's our guest star of the evening, Mr. Sabini. Yes. Now, this is silly. Number one, I don't know how to make a bomb. Number two, I don't know where Mickey Cohen lives. Number three, I wouldn't do it if I knew. My guest all evening, J. Newton Numskull, Doctor of Poetry.
Doctor of Poetry?
Thank you. My first poem...
Number five. Anyway.
My first poem, Algae. Algae saw bear, the bear saw algae. The bear was bulgy, the bulge was algae.
And now back to our announcer and more from our sponsor, Guzzler's Gin.
Thank you, Nudie. Thank you.
This is the Guzzler's Gin program you're looking at. You strike other, it comes in two sizes. Get a college size tonight. One bottle, you're in a class for yourself. With Guzzlers, there's no bad taste, no after effects. No upsetting the nerves. Just a nice mood. Pour in your glass! He has good paint remover, too, by the way. Boil on your glass. There goes my nails. Boil on your glass and drink it right down. But it's going to ask for Guzzler's Gin, a nice smooth drink. Oh, why can't I get an oatmeal program? A nice mood. Well, up to the lips and over the gums. Look out, gut, here she comes. It's coming as by a two star. Back to our guest star, J. Newton Rumsfeld.
Thank you, you drunken bum, you.
My next poem was sent in by a woman 85 years old. Teaches football at UCLA. The poem is entitled The Prison Cell. The Prison Cell. Thank you.
Where were you during the broadcast?
Sounds like you needed oil.
The prison cell.
In a prison cell, a dreary place, sat a prisoner who committed a sin. The warden said, "You have 1 hour of grace." He said, "Okay, pal, send her in." And now back to our announcer, who will sign off the Guzzler's Gin program. Because of it, you don't need a chaser. Nothing could catch you. Ooh. I thought that was my dung hanging out. Pull in your glass. And drink her right down.
I hope you had as much fun as I had. It's really a lot of fun to try and make people laugh, because regardless of what your heartache might have been, while laughing for a few seconds, you forgot about it. Thanks for giving me that opportunity. Thanks for coming. And thanks for buying time.
By the name of Helen Hunt, found a pocketbook containing $17, keys to the automobile, social security tag, a few other articles, and she's at the main desk now in the lobby. I think Helen Hunt deserves a lot of credit for being so honest, so if anyone has lost their pocketbook, they can go to Helen Hunt for it.